Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing this morning?
Tired.
A little bit tired? Okay, I'm not the only one. All right. Good. Well, I think the Word of God is going to wake us up here this morning. Wonderful. Well, let's open with prayer. Father in heaven, we just want to thank you so much for bringing us all here this morning, and we just want to hear your voice and get a sense of your plan. Amen. So, this introductory thought here, we're not going to be necessarily talking exactly about this throughout the week, but this introductory thought and challenge is called God Has a Plan. I just want to say, first of all here, and you guys probably already know this, but the Binges have been an amazing host. Tennessee has been a great experience so far. It's been so awesome to be able to catch up with them after years. Maybe some of you guys know that we met Kaylee and Kyle in the Peruvian jungle. You guys know that? Yeah. We met them in the Peruvian jungle, okay? That's the truth. We met them under a coconut tree. Actually, I think our first trip was in a three-wheeled motorcycle that we used for a pickup truck called a Moto Frugo. Anyways, that was a few years ago. One very important reason why our paths crossed there in the Peruvian jungle was because of you guys here this week. Because God has a plan. You guys see how God is able to work? He sees the end from the beginning, and he has a plan. So the best indication that I have for you right now that he's able to fulfill that plan in your lives is that he is already in the process of doing it. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I just want to remind you that Sandy and I live in Alaska. That's almost 4,000 miles away. And so outside of God's mighty providence, I would not be standing here before you today. Praise God.
Amen.
Okay. I think some of you guys responded. Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. All right. You know, as I was thinking about that, I was just really exciting. And what else is God wanting to do, right? Like, we're right here in time, and so we see what God has planned up to this point. But God is just getting started, and that's very exciting. God has revealed so much to his people in the Word. In the Bible, we find detail about what Jesus is doing right now, exactly when he started, and what will indicate when that is soon to close. Speaking kind of vaguely here, but I think you guys can probably follow. There is so much that it's overwhelming. So it's exciting to know that God himself has brought a message or a warning or motivation or whatever for you guys. It's amazing. The universe actually is in amazement as they see how God is dealing with you and me. God really does take us behind closed doors, take us behind the scenes, and show us mysteries. Amos 3:7, you guys that have your Bibles, you can find that. Amos 3:7, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret to his servants, the prophets. How much is God going to do before he reveals it to us? Nothing. Surely. There's a good emphasis there. Surely the Lord God is going to do nothing, but he revealeth his secret to his servants, the prophets. And I'm going to keep reading. The lion hath roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken. Who can but prophesy? The Lord God, oh hallelujah, has spoken. Who can but prophesy? Who can keep it in? When God gives a message that is burning, when he reveals himself and his ways and insight into the future, how can we hold it back? 2 Corinthians 5:14 says, it is the love of God that compels us. The love of God is very motivating. The love of God is the most motivating thing in the universe. And God is love. So God will reveal plans and secrets, right? Right?
Yep.
Yes. He's going to reveal the plan. You guys might be wondering, man, what am I doing, right? What are you going to do in college? Oh, well, I'm going to start with some generals, right? But you're going to do that so I can continue to wonder what in the world God wants me to do, right? But God will reveal his plan. He wants us to know even more than we want to know. And this is the message that he has for you guys today. He has a message. He has a specific message for you today. A revelation. A secret for you guys today. And that is that he has an amazing plan and a purpose for each of you here. Every single one of you here in this room, God has a plan. In Christ's Triumphant 5, 37 and third paragraph, it says, "The youth must soon bear the burdens that older workers are now carrying." So what does it say? The youth must soon bear the burdens that older workers are now carrying. We have lost time in neglecting to give young men a solid, practical education. The cause of God is constantly progressing, and we must obey the command, go forward. There is need of young men and women who will not be swayed by circumstances, who will walk with God, who pray much, and who put forth earnest efforts to gather all the light they can. So we're told in the last days that God is going to work out of the common order. Have you ever heard that? In the last days, God's taking the work into his own hands as he's going to work out of the common order of things. And here you all are, where there was older workers, now God says, I need the youth. With such an army of workers as our youth, rightly trained, might furnish, how soon the message of a crucified, risen, and soon coming Savior might be carried to the world. How soon might the end come, the end of suffering and sorrow and sin. How soon in the place of possession here, with its blight of sin and pain, our children might receive their inheritance where the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. Where the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick, and the voice of weeping shall no more be heard. She says, with an army of youth, with an army of youth. Right now, you're hearing the voice of God. You're hearing that still small voice, that call, maybe that prick, conscience. And the enemy might say, look, you've got a ways to go yet before you're ever going to be doing anything over there. Christ Object Lessons 205. Do not listen to the enemy's suggestion. Stay away from Christ until you've made yourself better, until you are good enough. And the more you kind of drift, because unfortunately I've had that experience too, the more horrible life is going to be. And you could maybe call that exciting in a little bit different of a context, but not very good exciting. And of course, that's what the media and Satan really wants to make look amazing, right? But anybody that's in the middle of that is like, why is this not very cool? You know, why is it that I feel horrible? Good thing I look amazing to everyone else. Why is it that I feel horrible, right? It makes me think of that song that the Rolling Stones sing that has that chorus. I can't get no satisfaction, though I try and I try and I try and I try. Hopefully you've never heard the song, but if you have, then you know what I'm talking about. It's just a blaring reality, truth statement that there's no satisfaction anywhere except for in Christ and the gospel.